All right. My name is Levi Mobley. I am here with Myra and Ernesto. We are at the TCC Northeast campus doing an ESL interview. So to start off, you guys are both from Venezuela, correct?
Correct. Yes, correct.
And what city are you guys from?
We're from Barquisimeto.
Can you tell? Barquisimeto.
Barquisimeto. Okay. So you guys are both from the same city.
Yes.
So I have a question to ask about. Is being from the same city, you guys both have the same relation to Tulsa and compared to your like home city, what is the like challenges or differences you face living here in America compared to what you normally would have at your home cities?
Well, there's many things. Ernesto, do you want to start?
The language.
Language, definitely.
Yeah, the language is the first thing. The first thing.
Yes.
When did you guys both move here?
Me was 1 year ago.
One year? Mm-hmm. Well, similar. I have a year and 3-4 months.
Pretty similar. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have been here for 4 years in the United States, but here in Tulsa, from 2020.
All right.
At the end of 2020.
Where were you before this?
Florida.
Florida, yeah. Really? Okay. Was that a good place to be?
Where, Florida or here?
Did you like Florida more than here or?
Well, it depends. I like Florida because I think it's more similar to my things. You know, the weather, the people, the beaches. It's similar to our country. Mm-hmm. Not the same. But when we moved to here, it was different. Is where I feel that I'm really in the United States.
Yeah.
It's not that Florida, for sure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
So here I am in the United States of America. I can understand because I need to work. Yeah. I need to speak, which is very different when we were on Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I talk when we were because with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Did you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Just let me know when you don't understand what I said.
I will. You do the same.
I've been in Florida and you don't even need to talk English.
No.
You don't?
You don't need English.
Everybody speaks Spanish.
Really? You were there, but you live there?
No. I just visited there, but
what part?
The airport. I've been in
Miami?
Orlando,
yeah.
In Miami.
Is where we used to live. Yes,
in both cities, they speak Spanish. Sure.
There's many people.
Most of the places.
Yeah, but many people from all countries.
That is in America, that is more of a tourist destination than what Tulsa, Oklahoma would be.
Well, sure.
Yeah. What brought you guys here? Like, why Tulsa, Oklahoma? Why did you move from Venezuela? And, of course, you went to Florida first. But why did you come from Florida to Tulsa?
Okay, from Florida to Tulsa, the cost of living.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living in Florida is so nice, but you have to have more money.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not prepared, you know, I don't know how to say, because to get more money. So when you come in, when you're an immigrant, you have to leave many things. You have to take whatever to work, to have a job. Because everything is new, right? Even though when we don't need the language to work, but to a better work, you have to need to speak in English, right?
Yep. Ernesto, why did you move?
My case was because my sister, she came here like 4 years ago because she had a friend here and then it was like a birthday gift for my sister. So she came here to visit. And then she said that she was going to stay.
Mm. Please.
And then, I came last year to visit my sister. But I was already thinking to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
because I've been traveling, like visiting here, and then I went back to my country, but this time I just stay.
Decided to stay. So you guys both do have family here? You guys aren't alone here?
My sister.
Your sister?
No, fortunately I have my Mary, so mm-hmm. my husband and my daughter, and my mom and my two sister and brother are here.
Okay.
We have to move here.
Yeah.
It was, how can I say, it was, it wasn't a choice.
Yeah.
You know, we have to go out mm-hmm. from there. Mm-hmm. So this was the place. And fortunately, every one of us can come to the same country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that kind of sting a little bit? Like, do you wish you could have stayed in Venezuela, or are you happy here and it's a new beginning?
No. I'm happy mm-hmm. for one side, you know? Yeah. I can be safe. I can be, you know, I have many things that I can't have there. So, but for sure, I miss many things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, but I'm okay.
How about you, Ernesto?
All my life, I think that that I want to, like, go out from my country, but not in that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just I always wish, like, studying in another country or living in another country, but not like I did.
Yeah.
Well, you know something? It was the same for me. When I was younger, for sure, like you, I always, you know, dreaming, oh my gosh, I want to go to Europe. I want to go to, because we used to come here, but it's tourists, and it definitely is so different, but not to come in the way we have to do it, mm-hmm. you know?
I understand that. How is your guys' class here at TCC? I mean, do you like it? Are you enjoying it? Your English as a second language class? You like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so I like it.
I like it a lot. I've been enjoying these classes. Last summer, I took just one class, and it was a summer class. So it was just like, come here, take 2-hour classes, and then I go to my home. But this time, I'm living more like this is the closest thing to a college mm-hmm. for me mm-hmm. at this moment.
Definitely, yeah.
So
this is, I mean, like,
it's
a college.
Mm-hmm. How... Did you guys have any English background before you moved to America, or did you just start learning English when you moved here?
Well, I used to study English before.
Okay.
In fact, I love to learn languages. But when I came here, so I realized that I didn't enough English to speak with people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I wasn't less than halfway, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. What about you? Did you have any English background?
Yes, I took English classes in my country. It was an English course.
No. Yeah.
It was like 3 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came here, I had pretty basic English, mm-hmm. not that bad, but mm-hmm. It was not enough.
It's not.
But I just start practicing, like, talking with people
mm-hmm.
and improve my English a lot.
Okay. Do you guys have a job here? What do you do for work?
I'm going to start a new job today.
Mm. Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
What was your previous job?
I was a server. In a Mexican restaurant, but I quit like 3 days ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I started you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay.
But I found a new job just the day after that I quit.
Ah, oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Where are you going to work now?
Ted's.
Ted's.
Mm-hmm.
Cafe. I eat there. Yeah. I know where that is.
At 71st and 129.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you do for a job?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm working. Is that right? I'm working at Target, you know?
A Target?
Super Target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. A fulfillment, you know? Making some... How do you say? Making... order, you know, to customers.
Oh, you're, do you check them out?
No, I don't understand. I'm just go and take the items of what people want, you know?
Oh, okay. Oh, right. So people make an order and you go get their stuff. And,
yeah.
Okay. And I'm doing. I understand that. That's actually fairly new to like the areas around here. Like that used to not happen.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You used to not be able to like order something from Target and then have someone like you go get it. That used to not happen.
Oh my God. But it's very popular.
Like, oh yeah. It is very popular now.
Oh my God, we have a lot of, a lot of work.
Always working.
Yeah. I have been there for 3 months and I like it. Yeah.
Okay. How has been leaving your family? Like I know you brought your family here. A lot of your family, I assume. Do you have any other family back in Venezuela still?
Yes, I have aunts, cousins, you know.
Was leaving them difficult?
Yeah, but some of them are on Spain, Canada, Colombia, Argentina, Chile, all over the world.
All over. As
Venezuela people, you know.
Did you leave? What family did you leave back home?
All my family. I'm just here with my sister.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So my parents
are still in Venezuela.
Oh. Okay. And was that obviously difficult for you to come here?
I feel like alone or by myself because, I mean, I'm living with my sister, but she's doing her own life, and like, her house, her husband, just like her family.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I gotta work all day, so when I wake up and go to my job, she's sleeping or she's working.
Sure.
And then when I get home, it's the same thing. She's sleeping.
Yeah.
I just see. Well, right now, she just had a baby, so
really?
I can see her a lot. But like a couple of months ago, it was not like that. So I always talk with my parents, so I'm not like a very sentimental person, but sometimes, for example, but for example, in like the holidays, the last like the New Year, I went to my my girlfriend's house, so the family was all like all together, and I was like, of course, I was not part of that family. So that moment was hard for me. And I started crying because, I miss my parents.
Of course. Okay, I do have a question about like when you first moved here, how did you like get set up? Like, did you save money in your old country and then move here with the money? Or did you have something already lined up when you were moving here? Like, how does that work?
Well, we bring our money
to
stay here for many months, you know, to wait because everything, you know, is a challenge. Even though when you think or you thought that you have a plan, now everything is like what you want or you plan, you know? So we bring our money, we sell our cars and, well, bring our savings. And that's the question?
Absolutely.
That's it.
How did you, how was your transition from Venezuela?
In my case, I was a student, so
I had nothing.
Yeah.
So my parents helped me a lot and my sister. So I came here and I just lived with my sister. I didn't have to pay like any rent or like for the food. At least for the, I don't know, 6 months. And then and they start paying everything. Not everything, but my part.
Yeah.
Do you guys plan on staying here in America? Or do you have plans to go back to Venezuela eventually?
Well, soon it's not possible to go back, but maybe in a far future, for sure. I just want to go.
Are you going to stay here when your studies are over, Ernesto, or are you going to go back to Venezuela?
Oh, no, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And in my case, not soon, because the situation is not...
We can't.
Yeah,
we can't. Definitely, we can't.
My parents, for example, my parents, they got, like, their whole life, their, their whole life, and they got, like, their business and cars and houses. But in my case, I don't have, I have nothing there.
Yeah.
So.
Just them.
Yeah, just my parents.
Yeah.
So I have to start my life.
Yeah.
And I'm staying here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. I do have a question. What do holidays look like in Venezuela? Like is there any similarities in holidays from America to Venezuela?
I don't think so.
No?
Nothing.
What holidays do you guys have over there?
Okay. it's an eternal holiday. No. Okay. Do you know that Venezuela have like a unique weather? You know? It's like an eternal summer. So in my case, I don't know you, but we don't have to wait any holidays to go to the beach or to make anything. So, but we have for sure, Christmas is a moment to gather with people. But the other, we have some days, but holidays, school is the same. Many people go to the beaches and many places.
Is Christmas the same? Like, do you guys do the same gift giving and everything
Like that? Yes, definitely. Is it for more similar?
In Venezuela, it's more like a party.
Yeah.
Here is more like you have a dinner, you give the
gifts on Christmas Day, then it's kind of over with.
Yeah.
But they'll be eat sometimes. I don't know. I guess young people just go out to some party, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Some people go to parties. Not necessarily. Some families do have like Christmas parties and stuff like that, but then you can obviously go out like on your own or like with friends or whatever and go to a party that a club is offering or something like that for Christmas, definitely.
Yeah, in Minnesota, for example, you have a party in the next day. Well, you don't sleep.
Yeah.
So maybe you sleep like 2 hours. And then in the morning, they do a big soup for like whole family or friends, because I mean you're with your family, but then the next day all your friends come to your house and just to be seen.
It's very friendly, our culture. It's good.
Do you guys celebrate like the American holidays, or do you typically like not really kind of go with them because you're not native here?
Oh yes, we are adapting. For sure.
Yeah.
I think I understand the question. So Thanksgiving. We don't have Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are celebrating.
Now you do celebrate it?
Thanksgiving.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah. Thanksgiving, 4th of July.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys celebrate the New Year in Venezuela?
Yes.
Sure. The same way?
Wow, it's a big party.
Yeah.
There.
You don't celebrate,
Nativity.
You don't celebrate New Year.
Christmas.
Like, not a... Not everybody, right?
Not everybody, but many people here make some parties, okay? Mm-hmm.
Most people here do.
Yeah.
Yeah. On December 31st, rolling into the new year, we have a big party.
Which one is not that important? The Christmas Day or?
Christmas
Day. It was Christmas Day, right?
I think so.
I don't understand. What do you mean not as important?
It is important, but not for everybody. No. I know that
people
celebrate Christmas Day or or New Year's.
Christmas Day does have religion aspects to it.
Mm-hmm.
So not every religion celebrates Christmas. Some religions don't do it at all. Some celebrate it in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely a percentage of America that celebrates Christmas, and there's a percentage that doesn't. I would say the percentage that does is a fairly large percentage, but yes, everybody celebrates the new year, and it's not everybody celebrates Christmas. Mm-hmm. You are correct with that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
did you face any challenges, coming from Venezuela, like with the American government? Like, I don't know exactly how that works, but did you guys have any troubles or did you just get a plane ticket and fly here? How did that work?
Oh, no.
Both. Because we have a problem there. So mm-hmm. we have get a ticket and come here.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the question?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my case, it was a long trip.
Oh, I remember.
Because I had to. Okay, there is no direct flight from Venezuela to the US.
Mm-hmm.
So in the moment that I came here, it was with the COVID. So there was no flight in Venezuela.
Yeah.
So I had to take a bus from my city to the border with Colombia. So there's no like border, like legal in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to pay for like a little boat. There's no, well, it is illegal, but they don't see it like something illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Because
like
you're just
in trouble for it.
Yeah, you just cross and there's no like a cop waiting for you on the other side.
But in a boat, I don't understand that.
Because porque yo me fui por acá.
Okay, you have to tell me.
Because there are so many borders.
Yeah,
the one that I took, it was with a boat. So you pay like $3,
and goodness,
you pass
really?
To the other side. Then I took a bus from that city to Bogota in Colombia. And that was like a 2 days
really?
Trip. Yeah, on bus. Gosh. The same day that I get to Bogota, it was like 5 a.m. I went to the like the center of the city to do a COVID test. And it was negative. So the same day, I had to wait for the results. It was like 8. So when I see the results, I just buy the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took the same day, like at 12, 9. I went to the airport and I took my trip. But it was, for example, they say like, okay, you're across the country illegal. So you have to pay.
Why illegal?
Because there was no, it was closed, the border.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pass illegal in that moment.
Oh.
Now it's legal, you can just cross. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because the Venezuelan government.
No, it was for the COVID.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was lost, I'm sorry.
And then they said that I had to pay like a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I just, they never gave me the ticket.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. And then, for example, I had, you have to, like, I don't know how to say that, handle with people looking at you like you're mm-hmm. not a criminal, but maybe you're looking like a guy. I was gonna have some drugs, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that I had some cookies from Venezuela to my sister, and they took me in the airport. They took me to a room. They with a I don't know how to like a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
They just
yeah
the cookies
mm-hmm.
to do a drug test
to see what was inside them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and then like take off your left shoe. Or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did that make you feel like, did that make you feel like oppressed and bad? Or was it kind of like a, I understand I need to do this?
Yeah, I understand that I need to do this, but there is some other thinking like, why do I have to handle with this?
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing like wrong things.
Yeah, you're not doing
anything. I got my own money. I'm not like,
yeah.
I don't need their help or.
Of course, yeah.
I'm not trying to do nothing illegal. So I know, I understand that it's for the situation, but it's like your integrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How has COVID affected you guys? Has it made being from a different country and not necessarily having a life, you had a life a little bit before this, but like Ernesto just moving here and COVID happening, was that like hard to do? Was it a major challenge to deal with COVID and moving to a new country?
Here the COVID was not relaxed. I mean, a lot of people I know that they die for the COVID, but the lifestyle is like you never stop working, at least. Just for a month, well,
some people.
It was just for a month, right?
Some people did, yes. Yeah, some people, it was different times for different jobs, but some people stopped working. Mm-hmm. Some people didn't stop working.
Yeah, but
it all depends.
I think when I came here, the life was pretty normal. Everything was open, the same thing.
Yeah.
And in Venezuela, it was really different.
Yeah.
Because you can be like outside of your house.
You're not allowed to make many things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. A funny story.
Besides, because the people doesn't have the gas, because the people doesn't have many things to go outside. But different is very different from here.
A funny story. When I was in Venezuela with the COVID, I mean, we had a quarantine. But it was too long. It was like the whole year.
Yeah.
So here it was a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to it was not a party. It was just like a reunion with my friends because it was a birthday from a friend. We ran there. We were like 15 people. And we had music. It was like 12 and 9. And then some militaries went to the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they took everybody to a truck, a big truck, and we went to a police
thing. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I had to spend like the whole night over there.
Really?
Yeah. We fell asleep in a... It was like a football court or football...
A football field?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like soccer, but no, like it was a hard floor.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah. So they seated everybody there, and we spent the whole night over there. And then my parents were I had the permits from them.
Yeah.
Cause there is not like, okay, just take the car and go. No, not every teenager has car.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to call for me.
Give me my child.
Yes, just like that.
Yeah. Do you guys, is transportation here the same as it is in Venezuela?
No.
Not at all?
This is a big impact for me.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. This is a big, big country. It's extensive. Uh-huh. So to go to any place, you have to drive a lot.
Yeah.
And you can't walk. Mm-mm. So it is very different from there because when you, well... For example, when I live in, I just go out and I have a restaurant, a pharmacy, and a place, and store, or whatever. All you can do it.
Walking.
And 80% for sure. Not everything, but this is very different.
You have to drive almost everywhere here.
Yeah.
And then imagine in winter you can be walking
outside.
No.
And of course, in Venezuela, you don't really have winter. Yeah.
We don't.
Do you guys not like the winter?
Well, I like to see inside.
We had a pretty.
I like the snow. It's snowing. But just the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first 3 days. Oh my God. So beautiful. Let's
and then
chocolate.
It's kind of like, can it go away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
But you're used to the cold.
Yeah. Every winter, it gets. It definitely gets cold for sure. We do not get snow every winter here.
No.
But this winter, in the past few years, we have gotten snow. But like growing up, we would get snow like this year. And then the next 2 years, we wouldn't have snow. And it's kind of changed and picked up a little bit more. But this year, we definitely had a good snow. It was a good winter this year.
Yes.
But, well, our time is just about up. We're right on time. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about, want to add? Do you have a question for me that we can go over, or are we all right?
No, we're okay.
We're okay.
Good.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
All right. Well, that concludes our interview today on March 22nd, 2022 with Myra and Ernesto.